He had hardly finished praying when Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him had told them earlier, "Arrest whom I shall kiss, for he is the one that you're after." And then he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Trial before Caiaphas the high priest, marked by bribed false witnesses, it was determined that Jesus should die because he declared that he was the Son of God. In the morning, after they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Pilate met with them and he asked them, "What accusation do you bring against this man?"
"We found this fellow perverting the nations and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying he's a king, the Christ. He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, Galilee and Jerusalem. If he wasn't a criminal, we wouldn't have delivered him to you."
And Pilate said, "You take him and judge him according to your law."
"They said it's not lawful for us to put a man to death."
Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus. He asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "Is this what you think? Or did others say this about me?" Pilate asked, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" But Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight to keep me from being delivered to the Jews. You see, my kingdom is not from here." And Pilate said, "You are a king." Jesus replied, "You say that I am a king. And to this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate replied, Well, what is truth?" And when he had said this, Pilate went out again to the Jews. Pilate said, "You have brought this man to me as one that perverts the people, but after having examined him before you, I find no fault in this man regarding the things of which you accuse him. He certainly has done nothing worthy of death, so I will simply chastise him and let him go." Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the people a prisoner of their choice. And they had a notable prisoner, called Barabbas, who was thrown into prison for murder and sedition. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. And Pilate asked them, Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
Barabbas!
Give us Barabbas, they say.
Barabbas!
And he said, then what shall I do with Jesus?
Crucify him! Let him be crucified!
And Pilate asked, well, what evil has he done?
Well, away with this man!
Then Pilate said, shall I crucify your king?
King? They said. We have no king but Caesar. If you let this man go, you're not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar.
And when Pilate saw that he could no longer reason with the unruly mob, he took a basin of water and he washed his hands and said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. Do what you want.
His blood be on us and on our children, they called.
And then he released Barabbas to them. And when he'd scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and they gathered around him, a whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him. And they put a scarlet robe on him. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed before him, mocked him, said, Hail, King of the Jews, and they spat on him. And they took the reed and struck him on the head. And after they'd mocked him, they took away the robe, they put on his own clothes, and they led him away to be crucified. And then when they came to a place called Golgotha, that is to say the place of the skull, crucified him. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.